DC's R&B station is Magic 102.3. The DC girl, April Watts, here. And joining me via telephone is an amazing cat. He's an actor, comedian, TV host, bona fide singer. How's it going, Wayne Brady?
How you doing, Miss April?
I'm doing fantastic, but I'm all excited because you're in town.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be in town. I haven't been able to do a show in DC in a while, and so when the opportunity came up to do the show over at the Jazz Club, I jumped at it. So I'm ready for people to come out and see what I do live.
I'm excited about that. And I can tell you the last time you were probably performing in D.C. back in, I think it was January or February for the BET Honors. I was there and you totally impressed me.
Oh, thank you.
You were hilarious. You turned the place out.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm fingers crossed. I think I'll definitely be back at the Honors next year because I had a great time. And so some of what I'm going to do live is a little bit of what you saw at the Honors. There's music. I've got my little band with me and my, and it's a mixture of straight music and improvisational music, things right off the top of the head, stories. I take questions from the audience and I take those answers and I turn them into songs. I take people out of the audience and we do things. It's kind of like a one-man variety show.
Wow, so it's very interactive.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you're, of course, going to do songs from your two albums that you have out, right?
I'm going to do songs from the album that came out in 2008, 2009. It was called A Long Time Coming, and I was nominated for a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance for my cover of Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, and that was an honor, man. So we're doing a couple songs off of that, and I had a song called Ordinary that got a lot of play on Urban AC, and some soul standards and a little bit of freestyling off the top of the head. And a lot of comedy. I think it'll be a great night overall.
Before I let you go, I do have to bring up that George Duke recently passed and you worked with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to say, like I tweeted when my buddy Jamie Jones from All For One first told me and I tweeted that he passed, and you never know that you are in the presence of someone who's not only just a genius, but someone who's a really good person. And you take working with people for granted. You're like, oh, I met this guy and I met that guy. And I have to say, I think in the back of my mind, I always thought, okay, I'll get a chance to work with Mr. Duke again at some point. Yeah, like I'll see him again. And I never got a chance to. And I certainly wish that I could have at least seen him one more time to just thank him for gracing us with his music.
He was truly, truly brilliant. And he launched the careers, or really helped the careers, of a lot of artists. So I hate to let you go, but I know you got to get your vocal cords all ready for the show tomorrow. Can
yes,
you tell
ma'am.
People what time the show is, where, and how they can get tickets?
For all the information, you're going to have to go to my website and go to the Wayne Brady Facebook. The show is Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's in Bethesda at the Bethesda Jazz Club.
All righty. Thank you so much, Wayne Brady. I'm going to try to make it out there myself.
Come on now.
Take care.
Thank you, hon.
Bye-bye. Don't forget, that's Wayne Brady at the Bethesda Jazz Club tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Don't miss it.